We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
First, before we do that, Tanitra Batiste steps in studio to talk some Atlanta Hawks with us. And haven't had a chance to talk to Tanitra in a little while. We obviously would have you in once a week to talk Hawks during the season. It's been a while since... obviously, the season ended. And, well, yesterday was pretty fun.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
What was your reaction when you actually saw the news confirmed that they had made the trade for DeJounte Murray?
And I hate to sound like a homer, but utter and complete joy. Like, I don't think I've been that excited because, hey, I was like everybody else. I had my popcorn all ready for the draft. Now, don't get me wrong. I was pleased with where the Hawks went for the draft, but that didn't excite me per se.
Right.
When
right.
this started, when the talk and the commentary started coming, I actually thought about you, Andy, because Sam, Andy and I had hopes, dreams, and aspirations for Derek White at the trade deadline.
We sure
we
did.
Didn't get what we wanted.
We sure did.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but that was better than
this. I was about to say, it's almost like somebody said, you know what? We're going to give you your beauty for your ashes because you didn't get Derek White. So guess what? We're giving
that?
You guys DeJounte Murray. Yes, yes, yes. Two-way play in the building.
Yeah, I did a little fist bump at the house.
Oh, yeah.
I was pretty excited.
Oh, my goodness. I was so excited. And it looks like Trae Young is pretty excited, too, about this particular move. I know you guys have talked about what he posted on Twitter. And it was interesting because I went back to that All-Star game, right? I had an opportunity to see that game up close and personal. And so that was like one of my first intros to DeJounte Murray. And I can actually remember seeing him not just banter with Trae on the court, but also behind the scenes as well. So they were starting to kind of develop that rapport. And then just to have an opportunity, I played a cut earlier early in the morning show program of an assist, you know, a Murray to Trae situation. And I'm like, wow, we didn't even know we got a little, you know, piece there, a little like peek into what's happening. And then, of course, doing the in-game analyst work for the Hawks and being on the floor and seeing DeJounte Murray. I just remember, I can't repeat what I said to my boss.
No, you can't.
All I remember in that game is saying, get him. I'm just going to put euphemistic words on.
But there was the highlight that a handful of NBA accounts decided to use yesterday. They're teammates now. But if DeJounte he made Trae fall. Lasker crossed him over and put him on his backside. And that was the highlight, I guess, they decided they wanted to show now that they're teammates.
Right.
Wow. But, yeah, I mean, like, DeJounte has given Trae trouble, throughout the years, which you get. Like, he's a bigger body guard who can handle it, kind of defend a little bit.
Yes.
I'm sure one of the many reasons why Trae is excited to have him on the team is he doesn't have to play against him anymore.
Right, for starters. Exactly. I don't have to go up against this guy. This guy is actually going to help to guard against the guys who go up against me and bruise and brutalize me. You know, game in and game out. And it's interesting because as I started kind of looking back at his tape and kind of looking at his background, I said, for me, it's I know defense doesn't necessarily completely win championships in the NBA, but you at least have to be respectable.
Oh, yeah.
And when we look back at why the Hawks were able to go on the run that they did, when we look back at regular season last year versus postseason, and they started moving up towards that top 10 in defense, this is what you desperately needed in the backcourt. And not only do you get that defender who obviously gives Trae help in the backcourt, but to your point, because of that wingspan and how big-bodied he is, he can give you some of what you need with whoever stays in that wing space for the Hawks. He can give you that the Hawks so desperately need to defend on the wing.
Well, this is a joy, folks. I don't get to hang out with Tanitra. I'm here. We're here in the Kia Studios, Tanitra Batiste. And by the way, she is social. You can find her on Twitter at Tanitra Batiste, all lowercase. Look. We talked about the mix, bringing Murray in now with Trae. We saw what happened in the Miami series. They threw the kitchen sink at Trae, and the offense disappeared. We know that one of the keys to Miami and Boston is the way they were able to extend their defense out and really stifle those guys like you from outside. Now we got somebody to keep folks honest And I think that's going to be a big plus, too.
And also, we looked at one of the things that the Warriors are able to exploit with the Celtics, and that's turn them over. I mean, it was picking pockets all day, every day. And this guy is a steals leader for 2022 across the entire NBA. And then you look back at what he was doing just – couple seasons back, and he's second team all NBA, and then was actually aggravated that he didn't quite get that honor this season. So I'm like, yeah, I love when people have something to prove on the defensive end of the court with a team like this who's thirsty for someone who's committed to defense.
What do you think it does for Trey specifically? I mean, I know we're talking about he's a great partner for him in the backcourt and all that kind of stuff, but like, what does this allow Trey's game to do development-wise on the floor?
Yeah, and it's been interesting because a lot of people have been attacking him in terms of, oh, he can't play off the ball, he can't play off the ball. Well, no, I don't know if it's necessarily that he can't, but he hasn't really had the opportunity to. He hasn't really had to. But getting a DeJounte Murray gives him the opportunity to do that. And I kind of – it reminds me of Steph Curry. Let's not play like Steph Curry was this off-the-ball genius from day one of his career. He has evolved into the player that we love to see move so fluidly without the ball. And I believe you can do that when you have somebody like a Klay Thompson or even a Jordan Poole now that's come in and been so successful for them. So I think that's what it helps. It helps Trey to just evolve his game now that he has a player that can give him the opportunity to do more. And this is the other thing. And I say this off air, but he knows I mean it with love. I always say Trey's a little scrappy to me. And if you test him and you say what he can't do, he's quick, he's agile, and he's a smart basketball player. He's got a high basketball IQ. So for whatever his game doesn't have for off the ball, having a DeJounte Murray coupled with his competitive spirit is going to make him elevate and evolve that game.
Yep, that's what we're looking for that. Now, as far as the starting five, as we think we will see it, you have a guy in Hunter who plays great defense.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to seeing if John Collins comes back and be healthy if we don't deal him, because that's still a possibility. Thoughts about what we may see when they roll things out and this new starting five we're going to look to see here.
Yeah, I really actually liked the fact that as the days kind of led up to what happened yesterday, we heard less and less about DeAndre Hunter in a trade deal and less about if we ever really heard about Onyeka Okongwu. So I actually liked that particular piece. John Collins is still on the table, according to multiple reports. So we'll see kind of how that goes, whether or not that's going to be, you know, who in that space ends up being your big three, if anybody, or if it's somebody else that comes in and becomes a big three. But what I like is keep DeAndre Hunter where DeAndre Hunter is. And if it is a, you know, a JC kind of a Onyeka Okongwu kind of going between that four and that five, I think that's a fine starting lineup, especially if this is something that I said last season. And this is kind of me going in the keep JC camp. So kind of follow me with that one. If when the Hawks decided last year that there were no deals on the table that they felt were appropriate enough for them to deal JC, I said, okay, fine. I'm okay with it. If we've got him, I want to see what Nate McMillan can do with him for a full season. Did we really get that this year from John? No, his body didn't allow for it.
Really not anybody.
Exactly.
Honestly.
We didn't get anybody, to your point, on that team that really we were allowed to see what Nate McMillan could do with them for a full season. So if by chance they keep John Collins, I'm okay with that because it'll finally give us an opportunity to see one way or the other what he is. And real talk, when you look at the numbers, although I think this is a very friendly deal for the Hawks and it still gives them the opportunity to go after, I know people have thrown out their PJ Tucker or even an OG Anunoby who, hey, his deal with the Blazers blew up, so he's still kind of out there and in consideration. But if they don't happen to get that person, then I think we'll finally get to see what JC might really be about under Nate.
Yeah, well, and I'm interested to see what does happen with that. If John Collins gets traded, if the DeJounte trade is the biggest move they make this offseason, or if there's another bigger move on down the road, like that would be crazy if there's even more to come.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought up Nate McMillan because I do think that that's a very interesting – he's a very interesting part of the conversation. Like, you've got two very good guards now, and theoretically you should have a pretty solid perimeter defensive base with DeJounte Murray and DeAndre Hunter. Like, how much pressure do you think there is on Nate to take all these ingredients and make sure that it works? Like, we gotta see something. You have a chance to be very creative with this group.
Yes.
See what you got, right?
Right. Well, when Nate did his press conference, his opening press conference last season, he talked about evolving and having to constantly learn how to deal with this kind of new look player compared to who he was and kind of his old school philosophy, of course, back with his days with the Sonics. And a lot of what he's done is shift. I know people, and I'll give this as an example just in Nate's, you know, talking about Nate, I don't know if it's in his favor, but anyway, people really wrote him about Jalen Johnson. Mm-hmm. When are you going to put Jalen in the game? In my opinion, Andy and Sam, I feel like he feels a little bit of pressure. I'm not saying on the hot seat, maybe we call it the lukewarm seat, you know, to understand that you've not got, and listen, not just those tools, but you've got Jalen Johnson coming back in a second year, having really grown in the G League, right? You also have an A.J. Griffin Jr., should you not give away that pick. You have some, a lot of resources in addition to DeJounte Murray that you need to utilize. And hopefully, just like the Hawks front office learned a lesson about staying pat with the players that they put on the court, Nate understands, okay, your front office didn't stay pat. You can't either. Mm-hmm. You've got to evolve your philosophy because now you've got two legit all-stars to work with. Put them to work.
Yeah, got to put them to use. I mean, you've got pieces that are so versatile and so creative and so, you know, Trey and DeJounte Murray are so good, dynamic offensive players. There's no excuse for stagnant, boring offense.
At all.
This offense should be one of the most fun, kind of up-tempo, move-the-ball, free-flowing offenses in the NBA.
It really
should. If it's not, we're looking squarely
at you and I are going to have a different conversation in about 6 or 7 months. And just, you know, one other thing I wanted to share, because I know we got to run, but, you know, we think about the fact that, yes, we've got a DeJounte Murray, so that's your big piece, right? And you still have a little bit of room, the Hawks do, to maybe get another big piece, or even if they decide to get a smaller piece, where would that be? And I legit don't think that there's really going to be a move for big. I'm just being honest. I definitely don't think they're going to get a five. That's just me. But where I do think they could also shore some things up is in getting that backup point guard, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's something we know, of course, they've got bird rights when it relates to DeLon Wright and Lou Williams. But I don't know. I kind of suspect that might have been a swan song for Lou. Mm-hmm. I think DeLon was solid, but I do think you get much more out of Patty Mills, like the Nets saw when Kyrie Irving went down. It was a real steal for them to be able to insert him into the lineup. And when you think about the bench mob and what they were able to do last season, imagine if Patty Mills is there to work with Onyeka Okongwu in that second unit.
Plus, man. Patty Mills, DeJounte Murray, former teammates.
That's what I say. Yeah. 5 seasons together, yep. And DeJounte Murray has always, always spoken so highly of Patty Mills and what he's been able to do. So then you talk about the chemistry piece, again, going back to Nate, and what he's going to be able to do in hitting the ground running with these new pieces. I love it, and I really hope he declined his option. It's only $6.2 million. Man, listen. Y'all are getting me excited.
I know. Me too. I'm fired up about this now. I'm fist pumping again. Tanika,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, now.
Excellent stuff as always.
Thanks,
thank you.
Guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.